Man Brown, you were married to George Brown from Kool and the Gang. And firstly, I want to check in with you as a fellow widow. There are good days and there are bad days, and I cannot imagine how difficult it must be to still have your husband's voice and to still be speaking about that voice and to be asked questions about him every single day. So I want to check in if you're okay. How are you doing?
I'm okay for the most part. It's just like anything, it comes in waves. As a friend of mine would say, we were just talking because she is also a widow, and he said, "I want to prepare you for something. You never know when it's going to hit you, and it's going to hit you at various moments." That's something I wanted to share with you, she said, and it's so true. You never know. It got its moments of highs and low. Those highs are the time when you get to hear his voice and the places that he had once visited, or we once visited, and that he would share, and the beauty of it. And those are the good highs because of those amazing memories. And then the lows are like, why did you leave me? Why aren't you here? So those questions often do come to play.
It's incredible how there's not a unique experience on this planet, even in widowhood, something so personal. Because I think we all ask those same things. Why did you leave me? There's never enough time, right? There's never enough of
That's
anything for the
true.
person that you love.
That is so true.
So he was one of the founding members of Kool and the Gang, and living with him and seeing this life, it must have been absolutely incredible. But also, sometimes I think I would have been so incredibly frustrated with Kool and the Gang, and I just would want my husband. Did you ever have those moments where you were like, me or the band?
Actually, no, because when I met him as a artist, I'm one of those who would say, I treasure and value a person's gift and creativity and job. I had my own job, I had my own career, so I understood what it meant to have to make a living. So I didn't compare myself or expected him to be at home to be with me. It's kind of a balance, when I'm an independent person, so I relish the time that he was out there to create and make the world happy and share his gift. I knew he had a gift in him, and that's what I cherish, and I wanted to enjoy that gift with him because it's so important, and it's such a special gift that not everyone can have. And when someone does have it, I really treasure that. And no, I never did come and ask him to that question. I never expected him to be home for me and give up anything of his side for me. What I did expect was for him to be an honest, faithful, and true person. And that was what I was hoping to have. And that's what I received.
Now, unexpectedly, we have music from him coming. What if the first single off of an album that we're getting? Talk to me a little bit about what I would normally ask an artist is about the recording process. How did this come about? But you were there. So tell me a
Yes.
little bit about this. Why did he go solo? And what was this album? What did it mean to him?
That's a far and deep question because George has his heart was his band besides the family. He loved Kool and the Gang. That was what he relished, and that's what he treasured to the very end of his life. What made him go solo was because of the through the years of partnership, it's always a tumultuous ride. You go through having partners, and sometimes, it's a lot of opinion, a lot of decision to be made. And as through the years, when they made those wonderful, amazing hit was he had as he addressed in his book, it's an amazing high. And it was great being in the studio together where they all can put their mind together and put their bits and pieces in. To create that amazing sound and those beautiful sonnets out there. But as do the years go, they evolved, and everyone had their own opinion, and everyone had their own share of life and everything else, and creativity and collaboration. So his music wasn't well received by others. George knows he knew where his position was in the world and in writing. So, it just decision making, and he had a hard time, having his input. So one day his attorney and his dear friend, who is still a dear friend to this day, said, "Hey George, why don't you put your own album, do your own stuff, because you have a gift there. You shouldn't put it to a side or having anyone tell you any different." So that was over 20 years ago when those advice and suggestions was in place. And I remember him coming home and saying, "Hey, David told me I should do my own album because I can't seem to have anyone be on the same path or believe in what I put out there." And he said, "Rejection is hard," which he said I've been used to, but it's just something I think I'm a tinker in. So he did. He came home and he wrote, and the years he was off the road, he wrote amazing melodies and amazing songs. But it was that side of like every artist, they have that question of what do you call it? Validation of their work. So he wrote some songs and he would come in and say, "Let's do this." And I was like, "Wow, that's beautiful. How, it's amazing to me how he can put together a melody and a song within minutes sometime." And I said, "How do you do that?" And so I said, "You need to put this out. This is beautiful. This is what you need to share. This is what people need to hear." So that's how that project became about. And that spans over a period of 20 something plus years. And in the album, there are songs that it's been that long that he lets sit. And now in one of them, it's the second single. The first one was, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. The first song is What If? And that was written a few years ago. And that song has a deep meaning to him, is because of what's going on in the world. With the war in Europe and the lives that were lost, he was so hurt, emotionally touched. So, and especially when he sees the children passing away, and the visual of Ukraine, it was just so much for him. And he put those feelings into lyrics and melody, and that's what you have is What If. And then coming up is Shawty's God, and that song is about me. That song is an oldest one in there, and he wrote that one over to, I would say almost 20 years ago, or 20 year over 20 years ago. That came about before the children came. And then the album, in the album, he talks, and it's very personal. I feel that this album is truly personal because he talks about the world, he talks about faith, and he talks about me and his family, and he talks about his grandmother, who was the tremendous influence in his life as he was growing up, who taught him about, who reminded the deep meaning of religion. And then, of course, there was a song in there about his ex-girlfriend as well. I'm like, okay. So, but he wrote it was beautiful. It's something that it's all the people had a meaning in his life, and that is what this album is about: is deep feeling, soul searching, and getting his feeling across, and reminding the world of faith, and hold truth to your faith. And
How
that's
incredible that we have this gift, but how incredible that you have this gift as well from him.
Thank you.
It is truly, truly incredible. And for anyone who is going through grief, whatever grief that is right now, and who's listening to you, do you have any words of wisdom, any advice?
My advice is, this whoever, your loved ones, they don't choose to when to leave or when to come into this world. The I would say is every ride is a journey, and those you're blessed to have that journey with that special person. And is that once they leave, they left you, the widow, something behind, is to treasure those memories, and that person would want you to continue. Relish the good time, and those difficult days are for us to learn and to weather through those challenges. And it makes us stronger to be that person. And that was the reason why God made us to be here, and is to be to understand and to cherish and share what we go through, to leave the next person that would have to walk through that path. And George had We had cherished many memories. He gave me two beautiful children, and that is what I looked at, and that's what I see. And is that a little bit of him is in both of my kids and our kids. And for me is to be strong, and as that's what exactly what he said is be strong and to carry on.
That's beautiful, Han. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your message. And thank you for gifting us with this album and this new single, What If? I'm so excited to play it on Jacaranda FM.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it. Have a good day.